Again, I welcome our friends for joining our afternoon service.
这是奉主耶稣圣名开始做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share my personal testimony.
每次要做这个见证啊, 心情都要沉重两三天。
Every time I know that I have to share my personal testimony, I feel rather heavy-hearted for a couple of days.
最先开始来到美国之前，是朱弟兄联络小弟要做见证。
Before I came to America, it was Brother Daniel Chu who contacted me to share my personal story.
不然的话，我应该不会做见证。
Otherwise, I would not have chosen to share my own story.
因为在我好多自己注目过的教会，一年两年，我从来都不会讲自己的见证。
Because in many of the past churches that I was a resident pastor of, I never shared my own story.
因为讲这个见证对我来讲很痛苦的。
Because to share my own story is actually very painful for me.
虽然是蒙恩啊, 但是要再一次在心头上再画一刀。
Even though it's a testimony of God's grace, it actually refreshes my scar every time.
不过因为已经快经过20年了。
But it's already been 20 years.
所以我不想把大家搞得那么沉重，我要讲得轻松一点。
And I don't want you to also feel heavy-hearted, so I will try to be a little more relaxed in the way I share.
我想其中一个原因是因为我在读神学院的时候，古执事跟我在那边一起求学啊。
When I was studying at the seminary, Deacon Ku was also studying at the seminary with me.
然后又我跟朱弟兄在台湾有见过一次面。
And I met Brother Daniel Chu when I was in Taiwan.
所以人家说见面三分情嘛, 见面就有感情啊。
So when you meet someone, you have an affection towards that person.
而且我又来这边做客, 不答应的话, 不知道发生什么事啊。
And since I'm a guest here, I felt that I better share my own story.
所以我就答应了。
So I agreed to share my testimony.
我这个见证会分两段。
I'd like to divide my story into two halves.
等一下中间会休息十分钟。
And then between the two parts, there will be an intermission.
后半段跟我献身以及我所遇到的神迹有关。
And the second part of my story will have to do with why I decided to be a full-time preacher.
前半段会让大家知道为什么我会遇到这样的事情是有原因的。
In the first part of my story, I'd like to share why I encountered the things that I will mention later.
其实严格说起来，我从小到大对宗教一点兴趣都没有。
Growing up, I never had any interest in religion.
然后如果说让我选前100个职业或前200个职业，绝对没有宗教选项。
If you were to ask me to rank my choice of first 100 or 200 occupations, I would never choose anything related to religion.
因为我妈妈是个医师。
My mother was a doctor.
她从小就对我很要求。
She had very high expectations of me since I was little.
然后在台湾最难考的职业跟学校就是医师啊，别的国家我不知道了。
And in Taiwan, the most difficult job to get into is being a doctor.
所以她就从小一直把我当精英在培养。
So since I was little, she trained me as a future great potential.
这个跟我的名字也有关系。
And my Chinese name reflects the mindset.
我没有英文名字，我这个赖昌义，昌义是什么意思？你们猜猜看。
My Chinese name is Lai Changyi, Changyi Lai. And what does the name Changyi mean in Chinese?
对，那个第二个字昌就是仓库的仓。
The second word Chang means storehouse or storeroom.
义啊。 Much money, 好几个亿, 你晓得吗?
And E means millions, millions of money, millions of dollars.
所以你就知道我父母跟长辈, 这是我外婆取的, 对我的期望是什么?
So my name shows how much my parents and grandparents expected of me.
所以我这个名字真的很世俗化。
So my name is actually very secular.
后来被安妮传道之前，有人问我说：“你要不要改个圣名？”
Before I was ordained as a preacher, someone suggested I change to an ordained name.
我说不用改啊。
I said that's not necessary.
让大家知道原来的我不是很好吗？
Isn't it good for people to know what kind of person I used to be?
因为我在信耶稣之前也真的是这样的人。
And that was the person I used to be before I became a Christian.
不过虽然不用改圣名，但是我现在有一个很属灵的解释。
But now I have a spiritual interpretation of my name.
因为主耶稣说，你们的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Because Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
所以我把地面上这座仓库啊，移到天国那边去了，在那边等。
So I've moved my storage room from earth to the heavenly kingdom.
我跟各位弟兄姐妹一样，都要努力积存在那边的珍财宝，好不好
？Like you all, I'm also trying to accumulate much wealth in this heavenly storeroom.
所以这个是一个很世俗的名字，但是也可以解释成很属灵的名字。
So this very secular name can be also interpreted in a very spiritual way.
那刚刚讲到我家对我这种期待就一直培养啊。
And this was how I was brought up.
所以我也有自己一个观念，我认为说华人嘛。敬鬼神而远之，就是我不确定有没有鬼跟神。
There's a common Chinese mentality is which is that I'm not sure whether there is God or ghosts.
但是总有一种观念认为说，反正我只要好好的做人，不要去理那个，那个也跟我无关啊。
But I just live my life, and I don't have to worry about whether God exists or not.
而且我们不知道未来怎么样。
And we don't know what our future will be.
但是靠着我们自己的计划跟努力，难道不能维持一个小小平安的局面吗？
But if we work hard enough, we should be able to have a good life.
虽然不至于像一般华人所说的人定胜天，
you may not be able to be victorious over heaven, so to speak.
但是总可以维持一个小小的局面吧。
But at least if you do your best, you should be able to have a good life.
可是各位，经过这么多年来，我确定啊，如果没有神的话，连这个小局面你都维持不住。
But after all these years, I have come to learn that without God, you cannot even earn a good life on your own.
而且我们以为说，只要我们不去想，那灵界的事情都跟我们无关，那个叫做鸵鸟心态。
Some people may think, as long as I don't think about God, I should have nothing. I can just live my own life. But that's like the mentality of an ostrich.
因为神启示我们，将来每个人都只有两条路而已。
God tells us in the Bible that there are only two possible paths for all human beings.
不是往上，就是往下。
You either go up or you go down.
绝对没有那个可以停留在中间的灰色地带，绝对没有。
There's no gray area in between.
你不是到天国去，就是到地狱去。因为以后这个天地会毁灭，没有中间地带了。
You either go to heaven or you go to hell. There is no gray area in between once this world is destroyed.
可是我们老是以为说，我只要不去想，不要去说，那就没有关系。
But some people think that as long as I don't think about religion or talk about religion, I can just continue to live my life.
亲爱的朋友，你都不去想，也不去谈到癌症，癌症就不会找上你吗？不可能的。
But just because you don't talk about cancer or don't think about cancer, does that mean that you will never have cancer?
可是我年轻的时候就是有这种心态，现在想起来就是鸵鸟心态。
But that was the mentality I had when I was young.
那虽然后来呢，我不是很喜欢读书。
I didn't enjoy studying or going to school.
那从小被逼着读。
But I was forced to study.
所以大学联考的时候，我只考上药学系，没有考上医学系，分数差一些。
When I applied for college, my first choice was which was being a doctor. I didn't get it, but I got the second choice, which is being a pharmacist.
那结果呢？我妈妈跟我很多亲戚是医师，就说我考试失常，要重考。
And my mother and many of my relatives who were doctors said insisted that I should try again the next year.
我一直说我没有失常，我很正常啊。
I told them I didn't mess up. This is completely normal for me.
你知道二十几年前啊，那个重考要等一年，只有一次完蛋又要等一年，你晓得吗？
In those days, if you want to apply for college again, you have to wait for one more year.
那我很讨厌读书啊。
I really hated studying.
而且我现在讲的态度就是，我信耶稣之前，我是一个很叛逆、很不孝顺的。
Before I became a Christian, I was very rebellious and I did not honor my parents.
跟我信耶稣之后是完全不一样的。
this was a very different life before I became a Christian.
所以我母亲叫我重考，我后来甚至威胁她说，只要你们谁再讲重考这两个字，我就离家出走，永远不回来了。
I even threatened my family and said, if anyone wants me to apply for college again, I will leave my house and never come back.
也因此后来就去读药学系，然后成了台湾的药师。
So I went into pharmacy and became a pharmacist.
然后我在我大学那边认识了我的太太。
And I met my wife when I was in college.
她也是一个药师。
She was also in the same field.
那我的个性呢，就是很强。
I was very stubborn.
所以台湾一般药师刚毕业，没有人像我这样子做的，马上出来开药局，没有人
了。I was also very strong-willed. Normally, no one after graduating from pharmacy school would start a pharmacy right away.
一般都是先到医院或诊所去工作，累积经验跟财富。
People tend to go to get some experience at a hospital.
要不然就是到药厂去做研发或做业务。
Or do research at a pharmaceutical company.
没有人出来就开药局，那风险太大，一失败可能就要负债好几百万了。
Because it's a huge risk to start your own pharmacy right away, because once you lose money, you could go bankrupt.
可是我就是不信邪啊，不信这一套。
But I didn't believe any of such notions.
因为我是内心很骄傲的。
I was a very proud person.
我认为我妈妈劝我不要这样子，但是我觉得我随便看一看我就可以成功。
Even though my mom advised against it, I figured I would succeed.
我不一定要走别人那种路。
I didn't want to be like everybody else.
那结果真的，我拿了一点资金，又向银行借了一些钱，我开药局，而且我成功了，很成功。
So with my own capital and some loans from the bank, I started my own pharmacy, and I turned out to be very successful.
所以我赚钱呢，三四年之内，我的店从一倍涨到四倍那么大，比会堂还要大。
Within 3 to 4 years, my business quadrupled, and I had owned a pharmacy store that's larger than this chapel.
里面也请了一些员工，我也变老板呐。
And I also had some employees, and I became a boss.
所以我讲这些不是让大家觉得我有什么了不起，而是说为什么我的内心会那么高傲。
I'm not telling you this to show you how great I am, but I'm trying to explain why, how proud I was.
就是少年得志。大家听过吗？
Because life was very smooth for me at that time.
所以那个时候我一出来就成功，然后我还在社会上有很多职位。
I was successful at a young age, and I also carried many titles.
那个时候你们如果问我说，哎，赖药师，请问你一个月赚多少？我一定告诉你很少很少。
Back then, if anybody asked me how much do you make, I would tell you I make very little.
不多啊，为什么？我还叫你一起赚，跟我当竞争对手啊。
Because I don't want you to be my competitor. That's why I tell you I don't earn much.
可是我现在因为不靠这个赚的，我可以告诉你啊。
But now I'm not a pharmacist.
是一般药师的五六倍那么高的薪资啊。
But I'm not a pharmacist anymore, so I can tell you back then I was making 5 to 6 times a typical pharmacy's salary.
所以我25岁之前，我就可以把隔壁。以现在50万以上美金的店面自己买下来，你看，25岁之前。
Even before I turned 25, I was able to afford another store that was worth $500,000.
然后那个时候我又被不晓得为什么被找去当药师工会的干部。
And I was also selected as a committee member of pharmaceutical association.
对啊，那药师工会里面有500-600个药师，我是那10个干部之中的一个，是全国最年轻的。
And out of the only 10 committee members, I was the youngest one.
我其他的同事啊，都是50岁以上的，只有我一个24岁。
All my fellow committee members were over 50. I was the only one under 30.
老实说，我不晓得他们怎么来找上我的。
I had no idea why they picked me.
但是可能觉得我这个身材很会打架吧。
Maybe they look at my figure and thought that I was pretty bullish.
因为那个20几年前，台湾刚在推一个制度。
Back in those days, 20 years ago, Taiwan was trying to push for a new institution.
就是要把医师跟药师的专业给分开。
Which is to separate pharmaceutical industry from the medical industry.
那个是要常常谈判，常常。抗争打架，还要到参议院去，就是让参议院去搞法案的。
That involved a lot of negotiation, a lot of debates, and you also have to go to the Congress to get things settled.
他们可能听说，因为我从小被我妈妈送去学柔道4-5年。
When I was little, my mom had me take judo classes.
然后后来又在大学的时候打剑道打了四年多。
I also played fencing.
剑道 ，Japanese kendo.
Kendo. I also learned kendo.
然后后来出来社会了，又练空手道练了两三年，还是竞赛委员的组长。
I also learned karate after I graduated, and I was also appointed as a committee, committee member heading the team.
所以你看我这种身材就是这样打肿的。
So that's why I'm so quote unquote swollen.
以前不能吃亏，专门想要打别人。
In the past, I would never admit a loss. I would always defeat others.
那等一下，小弟下台，你们不要害怕，我绝对不会打你们。
But don't worry, I'm not going to beat you up.
因为我信耶稣之后，都只有等着被打而已、啊。
Because after become a Christian, I'm usually the one who gets beat up.
对啊，所以他们可能因为这样子，又觉得我很会喝酒，就找我进去当干部了。
Maybe that's one reason, and another reason is I like to drink a lot, and perhaps that's why.
所以不要再讲下去。我那时候经济很好，社会上很混得开，才二十五岁。
I was doing well financially. I had social status, and I was only 25.
所以我内心觉得很了不起。
I was very proud of myself.
虽然你从我外表完全看不出来，我很谦卑，很诚恳。
On the outside, I looked very humble and very modest and kind.
我很谦卑是为了降低你的警戒心，把你干掉。
But I looked modest so that you are not guarded and I can defeat you.
我装得很忠厚，是随时为了踏你的肩膀往上爬。
I look very approachable and honest so that I could step over you later on.
对，我二十几岁的思想就是随时找出你的弱点，抓住，有一天要击倒你。
All I could think about was how to find the weakness in others and defeat them.
那像我这一种人对宗教没有兴趣，可是我太太就不是了。
I had absolutely no interest in religion, but my wife was very different.
我太太她是台湾的客家族群。
Her ethnic background is a Hakka in Taiwan.
这个族群他们对宗教传统是很重视的。
And one thing special about this ethnic group is that they really value religion.
所以他会自己会去拜神明，很虔诚哦，而且还会每天念佛。
So they worship their gods and they also recited scripture.
那这个跟我们教会有什么相关？
What does that have to do with our church?
在讲到我们家族第一个信主的不是我，是我妈妈。
I wasn't the first to come to the church. It was my mom.
她也只找我大概不到两年的时间。
But she came to the Lord only 2 years before I did.
因为那时候我爸爸在台湾得了血癌，住医院。
Because my dad had leukemia, and was hospitalized.
然后那时候我弟弟在加拿大。念书接触到了真耶稣教会。
And my brother was studying in Canada, and he found the True Jesus Church.
所以他还没回去，就打电话给我妈妈说：“啊，有一个耶稣啊，听说是恩典的神。”
So he made an overseas call to my mom and said, "I heard about this Jesus who can give you blessings and grace."
你愿不愿意让教会去拜访你？或许爸爸可以得到神的恩典。
Would you be willing to let the church visit you and dad, and maybe God will heal him?
感谢主，我的父母答应了。
Thank God, my parents agreed.
然后我弟弟就联络台中那边教会的弟兄姐妹，就去医院访问他们。
So my younger brother made a call to the church in Taichung, Taiwan, to visit my parents.
然后后来，他们在医院的时候也想要接受这个福音。
And even though my dad was still in the hospital, they showed interest in accepting the gospel.
可惜人的决定啊，有时候不能太慢。我爸爸还来不及，他就离世了。
Unfortunately, my dad couldn't make it. Before he decided to accept Christ, he passed away.
所以我母亲她很伤心，很不能谅解，为什么我们已经决定要洗礼了，却来不及呢？
My mom was very sad. She couldn't understand why, even though they have decided to accept Christ, they didn't have enough time to do it.
她本来已经下决心不要到教会去了。
At first, she decided not to go to church anymore.
在帮我爸爸办丧礼期间
，when she was making preparations for my father's
funeral, 我弟弟从加拿大回到家中
，my younger brother came back from Canada to Taiwan.
我先说，我跟我妈妈是住不同房子的，大概距离200公尺那么远。
We lived in two different houses, but we were very close.
我妈妈那边自己是在开诊所，我自己这边在开药局。
My mom had a clinic, and I had a pharmacy.
然后我妈妈一个人住，我弟弟回来了，半夜的时候。
And when my brother came back to Taiwan in the middle of the night.
诶，我妈妈在很伤心、很寂寞的时候，怎么听到有很美妙、很好听的赞美诗？
In the middle of the night, while she was in deep grief, she heard a very beautiful voice of singing.
她一直听，一直听，诶，这种赞美诗怎么好像没跟在教会之前听的不太一样？
She paid attention to the hymn that was sung, and she felt that it was different from what she had heard before.
我妈妈甚至说，尖声说，她怎么越来越想听，就趴到那个门缝去听啊，以为是住在楼上我弟弟在播 CD。
She liked the hymn that she was hearing so much that she bent down to the near the bottom of the door to listen and see if the music came from my brother's room.
他连续两天都听到，结果隔天问我弟弟，我弟弟说他早就睡了，都没有在播音乐。哎，那这个声音从哪里来？
And she heard this song, hymn twice, both nights, and she found out that it wasn't from my brother.
那一直到安息日那一天，我妈妈也不想去教会。
And when Saturday came, she did not want to come to church.
然后突然不是音乐，不是诗歌的声音，有一个人很清楚的声音告诉我妈妈说，你一定要去教会。
Then she heard a voice telling her, "You must go to church."
所以她就以为是耶稣在呼唤她，就勉为其难再回到教会去了。
She figured it was Jesus calling her, so she decided to go back to church.
后来慕道没有多久的时间，她就受洗。
And shortly afterwards, she decided to be baptized.
可是这种事情跟我都无关，因为我也不太管我妈妈的生活私事啊。
But none of that had anything to do with me because we lived separate lives.
那你们都知道说，刚信主的人他很热心，对不对？
And as a new convert to Christianity, she was very active.
因为她要感受到神的恩典嘛。
Because she felt the grace of God.
所以我妈妈就一直想传福音。
So she wanted to preach to people.
所以她传的福音就有三种对象。
And she would pick three kinds of people to preach to.
因为她还没时间参加访问组啊。
She had no time to join the church visitation team.
所以她在看诊的时候啊，一直对病患在传福音。
So she would preach to her patients while they were seeing her.
本来一个病患看两分钟就可以诊断结束的，她看二十分钟还在讲。
So a session with a patient supposed to last 2 minutes, but she ends up spending 20 minutes with each patient.
说后来有两三位病患也这样子来信主咯。
And two to three patients actually came to believe because of her.
第二种对象就是她诊所里的员工，你晓得吗？
Her second target of preaching is her own employees.
因为病患一走休息时间，开始对员工布道啊。
After the patients leave, during the break, she will start preaching to her own employees.
那这些员工不听又不行，领不到薪水怎么办？
And the employees had no choice but to listen to the boss.
哎，后来感谢主，里面有两三个成我们的姐妹，还嫁给主内弟兄哎。
But thank God, two of the female employees came to church and believed, and even married our own church brothers.
可是这些都不够。
But that wasn't enough.
我母亲最在意的是，那我自己的家人，我儿子、媳妇、孙子都不信耶稣啊。
Because she was thinking, my own family isn't even in the Christian church yet.
所以对她来讲，这是最主要的任务。
So she considered it her mission to preach to us.
所以她不只有阴谋，她开始有阳谋，很明显的计划。
So she started to have a quote-unquote plot to get us to believe.
她当医师已经很忙了，一天三诊。
She was very busy as a doctor.
然后结果呢？他还要利用看诊的休息时间跑去厨房煮菜、煮饭、煮汤。
But during the breaks, she would go to the kitchen to prepare meals.
每天煮晚餐为的是什么？
She prepared dinner every day. Why?
叫我跟我太太跟女儿过来吃。
To invite me, my wife and my daughter to come over for dinner.
我们晚辈没有煮给长辈吃，就已经不太孝顺了。
We were supposed to make meals for her.
那结果长辈煮了，我不过去也不行。
Now she made dinner for us. Of course we had to go.
那你们知道每天晚餐就怎么吃了吗？
And this was how a typical dinner went.
你们笑得这么开心，一定有经验，对不对？
I can see you smiling. You must have experience.
对呀、啊，他就要带默祷，然后默祷完吃饭，他就一直讲，一直讲，然后讲到我吃完为止离开。
She would say grace, and then we started eating, and she would keep talking and talking the whole time until we finished dinner.
你们知道吗？那一段期间呢、啊？半年到一年，那是我吃过最难吃的晚餐。
During the half year or so, it was the most hard to swallow dinner I ever had.
因为 我很不喜欢听到我妈妈讲到这些，我听到就有情绪，就会生气。
I was so fed up of her talking about Christianity, and I would get so mad.
我不晓得为什么，现在想起来有灵做工啊。
But now thinking about it, it was actually the work of some.
然后再加上是我妈妈把我培养成一匹狼的。
And it was my mom who trained me to be like a wolf.
因为她从小就把我训练得很会讲话。
She trained me to be very eloquent.
所以我国中的时候就是英文演讲的第二名，全校的。
I was on the debate.
来到这边当然等于不会讲了哈。
I was on the debate team and I won second place in the school.
高中就是国语演讲的全校第一名。
In high school, I got first place in the debate competition.
所以我妈妈怎么可能讲得过我
？So how could my mom ever win a debate over me？
而且再加上一个原因，所有的宗教里面，我最讨厌基督教。
And another reason I hated that kind of dinner was that I out of all the religions, I detested Christianity the most.
后来我发觉，我讨厌有两个原因造成的。
There are actually two reasons that made me feel abhorrent towards Christianity.
第一个原因就是。我常常看到电视上那些布道节目，基督徒每次都一直在哭，一直在哭。
Because sometimes I watch Christian TV programs, and I will see Christians shedding tears on TV.
我看了极度厌恶。
I found it so disgusting.
我想说你们哭什么哭？世界上只有你们可怜吗
？I was thinking, why are you crying? Do you think you're the only pitiful ones in the world?
我们那些传统宗教、佛教徒、道教徒也不会这样子啊！大家都很坚强啊，靠神要靠人嘛，有没有听过
？Look at other religions, people rely on God, but they also rely on themselves.
啊，不是每个都哭成那样子
，They don't cry like you do.
哪有那么懦弱的
？You're so cowardly.
第二个，在我们台湾很多电线杆上面都贴了很多基督教的标语哦。
And second, in Taiwan, you can see signs on the street of Christian slogans.
然后我看那些看几十年，看到太讨厌了。
And after looking at those signs for so many years, I got so disgusted.
因为我这种吃软不吃硬，那些都在恐吓我。
Because I don't like the threatening tone of those signs.
都说天国近了
，Heaven is near.
审判要来了
，Judgment is coming. I hate those signs.
我为什么要接受审判呢
？Why should I be judged?
第二个。不信我耶稣是真神就要下地狱。
Unless you believe me, Jesus, you will go to hell.
所以我真的是讨厌这个宗教，世界上最讨厌就是这个啊。
So I really hated Christianity out of all religions.
所以每次吃饭的时候，我妈妈跟我讲教会活动、讲见证、讲什么道理，我都跟她辩，而且甚至跟她吵。
When my mom shared with me about church during dinner, I would argue with her.
每一次晚餐都变战场，你知道多难吃吗
？So every dinner became a battlefield.
甚至有一次我恐吓我妈妈，我说我学 karate 嘛，对不对
？So I even threatened my mom, and I knew karate.
有一次我真的气到说，妈，你不要再跟我讲这些，你再讲这一些，我永远都不过来吃晚餐，而且。我气到说，有一次讲我直接砰，桌子变两半了、
啊。I threatened her if you ever say talk to me about Christianity again, I won't come for dinner anymore. And one time I even used karate and split the table in half.
你看这多不孝顺。
Look at how unfilial I was.
我妈妈那时候跟我辩，后来我信主了，她才跟我做见证。
After I became a Christian, she told me later.
她说。那个时候常常这样子讲不过我，讲到他只能一个人躲在房间哭。
In those days when she could not win a debate with me, she would go into her room afterwards and cry alone.
一直到有一件事情后来发生了。
Then later something happened.
有一天我太太跟我讲说，她不晓得为什么午睡睡了之后。都觉得人不太舒服，手掌发热，微微冒汗。
One day, my wife told me that after taking afternoon naps, she would feel uncomfortable and she would have cold sweat.
我从以前就知道她从小肝就不是很好。
I already knew that she did not have a good liver.
以前呢、啊，三四十年前，像我们这个年纪以上的，没有所谓的 B 肝疫苗。
In those days, there was no hepatitis B shots.
所以很多人都有这个代言啊。
So many people in Taiwan carry this.
所以人家说肝病是华人的国病，有没有听过
？So that's why hepatitis is common among Asians.
那我太太也是。
And my wife was one of them.
可是以前她每次只要这样跟我一说，我马上都会有两个答案而已。
In the past, whenever she said that, I would give her one of these two answers.
因为也不是只有那一次，她那么多年来都有这个反应啊。
Because she's been like that for so many years.
所以第一个答案就是，要不然找妈妈拿药吃。
I would either say, go look for mom, get some medicine.
因为我妈的专治科目之一，其中一就是肝呐。
Because my mom was a liver specialist.
第二个，我们自己开药局耶。
Second, we have our own pharmacy.
我们那时候那个药局还是嘉义市前面大的大药局啊。
We owned one of the biggest pharmacies in the city.
里面那个最宝贵的、最好的这些保健药都是我们在卖耶。
And we sold limited editions of the best medicine.
而且我们吃那个很省，你晓得吗？
And we would be very careful not to give it away.
我现在告诉你商业机密，反正你们在美国嘛，对不对？
Since you live in America, let me tell you a trade secret.
那个100 capsule 啊，这样大概要卖200块美金呢。
For 200 capsules of that kind of medication, we sold it for $200.
我拿的成本大概40块美金而已，我吃不起吗？人家要付200，我付40啊。
And I only had to pay $40, and I earned the rest.
所以以前他问我这样子，我当然说那就最好的拿去吃，这样就好了吧。
So I would tell her, go and get the best medication from the pharmacy.
可是不晓得为什么那一次我都没有给这个当人说。那你要去检查看看，有特别的感动。
But for some reason, when she talked to me that day, I said, "Why don't you go and get a check?"
结果她决心去检查了，我们就去找我们认识的医师之前，先去找我们合作的医师检验所找认识的医检师啊。
So she agreed, and we contacted a doctor that we knew.
一去那个医检师告诉我们说，以前肝脏部分都没有做这个检验，现在有这个新项目，你们要做做看吗？
A doctor said, "Well, now there's a special kind of test. Would you like to try it?"
哦，那已经二十几年前，叫做 AFP.
It's called AFP.
就是 alpha fetal protein 这种东西，跟肝肿瘤指数相关的啦，
It's called alpha fetal protein, and it shows the index of your liver.
一开始我也不知道说，好啊，那检验看看呢。
I didn't know what it was. I just agreed.
别人都要等好多天，因为我们认识当天下午他就结果 fax 过来了。
People have to wait in line for an appointment, but we got the test results the same day.
可是他都打电话说，赖老师，你太太刘药师最近身体是不是有哪里不太对劲？这样一问，我的专业敏感度都觉得有问题，一般不会这么问的。
When my friend, the doctor called and said, "Has your wife been doing okay recently?" When I heard that, I knew something was wrong.
我说什么？他说有一个指数很高，那个 AFP 已经高到300多了。
He said the AFP index is more than 300. It's very high.
那个我们正常人都是20以下个位数的。
The normal index should be 20 or lower.
300多，后来我去查资料，查得更担心呢。
And when I did more research, I got really worried.
他的更担心就是说，如果已经超过300以上，你再进一步去做影像学的检查，或接近400，medical imaging 的检查了哈。
I was told, based on what I read, if you exceed 300 and close to 400, and if you get the medical imaging,
那有八九成的几率可以确定就是有 liver tumor， 而且是癌症啊。
Then you can find out with an 80 to 90% certainty that whether this person has cancer.
那各位是你了，你感受怎么样
？If you were me,
我跟我太太才28、29岁。
We were about 28 or 29 years old.
我女儿才四岁多。
Our daughter was only 4.
请问你们在座30岁以下的，你计划未来是什么计划的
？Those of you under 30, what is your plan for your future?
你可能还在计划要求学、要工作、要买房子、要建立家庭，是不是这样子
？You're planning to go to a good school, to have a great career, and to start your own family, right?
我想请问你们有计划说什么时候要得癌症？什么时候准备住医院或死掉吗？
Do any of you ever plan to have cancer, be hospitalized, and even die?
你或许到50岁、60岁会开始想，你20几岁你会想这个吗？
Maybe you start thinking about death when you're 50, but in your 20s?
我还觉得这么成功，而且我在想，我45岁就打算退休啊，环游世界，再这样赚下去，我一定能够的啊。
I already had a successful life, and by the time I reached 40, I figured I could just travel around the world.
那对我来讲，当然是一个打击。
That was a huge blow for me.
死亡的问题突然进入我的生命跟脑海。
Death suddenly entered my life and my thoughts.
而且就像圣经里面讲的一句话
，As the Bible says.
有时候我很羡慕说，有时候跟一些来药局的 patients 在谈啊，他们什么都不要紧呢，还是很快乐，因为他不懂。
Sometimes I talk to my patients who come to our pharmacy, and they are very happy because they are ignorant.
你讲这个他也没关系，讲那个他也不要紧，我真是太羡慕了。
You share with them some medical knowledge, and they seem to be carefree, and I really envy them.
像我们这一种，只要有一个问题，我们就想很多，想到以后很多事情。
But for us professionals, we know too much, so we worry a lot.
所以旧约经文说，多有知识就多有愁烦。
As the Bible says, the more knowledge, the more grief.
真的看到这样子就吓死了。
And so I was extremely worried because of that.
然后后来又带我太太去做各种检查，就是超音波、电脑断层、MRI 什么，检查出来肝脏里面真的有两颗。
My wife went through all kinds of tests, including MRI, and she was diagnosed to have two tumors.
对。一颗是 3.2 公分那么大，一颗有 1.3 公分那么大。
One was about 3 centimeters and one about 1 centimeter.
再找我们认识的医师，再到更大的医学中心检查都出来都一样。
We tried different hospitals, the different doctors, and got the same test results.
那我现在都急着要去处理呀。
And I began to panic.
可是医生说，你除了做组织病理切片之外，不然就直接手术再看它是良性恶性。
The doctor said, besides biopsy, you could actually put her through operation, surgery.
可是这个都有风险。
And find out exactly what it is, but there's always a risk.
而且那时候我自己再去查我们专业查得到的，像我太太这种状况，就算你割得很干净了
，I tried to do research on my own, and I learned that even if you remove the tumor completely,
假设还可以手术，可以割完全割掉。癌症不叫根治，癌症叫五年存活率，你们听过吗
？Even if you do so, you only have 5 more years to live.
就是你治疗之后还能够活过五年，不再复发的。我太太那种状况不到五成，二十几年前不到五成。
But only 50% of such patients live up to 5 years.
那我当然很受打击，很郁卒啊。
It was such a great blow for me, and I was at a loss.
这个时候再多的钱都没有用。
Even though I had a lot of money, I was helpless.
我们家都是专业人士，我一堆医生朋友也没有用。
We have medical professions in the professionals in the family, and all our friends were doctors, but nobody could help us.
而且更让我不解的是，我一直认为我会比较少生病，我会比较早死。
And what I couldn't understand was that I thought that I would be the one to get sick first and die first.
因为我很悲观，我太太很乐观。
Because I'm very pessimistic, whereas my wife was very optimistic.
我常常生气，我太太几乎不生气的，很温柔的。
I get upset all the time, but my wife is so gentle.
我专门吃那些不健康的东西，可乐、泡面跟什么，我太太从来不碰那些东西的。
I eat all kinds of junk food like Coke and instant noodle, but my wife doesn't touch those things.
怎么会 cocaine？ 应该是 Coke。好，没关系啦，好。我太太生活很规律，我是生活很不正常，你晓得吗
？Coke and instant noodles, and so my wife had a very disciplined life, whereas my life was abnormal.
所以你这样一比较起来，哪一种人会容易生病？是我吧
？So I was supposed to be the one to get sick first.
所以我告诉你，真的生死在神手上，这个都不一定的、啊。
But life is in the hand of God. Life and death are in the hand of God.
可是偏偏他这样子。
But this misfortune fell upon my wife.
那时候啊，我第一个就跑过去找我妈妈。
So I went to see my mom.
可是哈、哦，我过去怕她又跟我讲教会宗教的。
But I was also afraid that she would start preaching to me again.
所以我进去就第一句就先警告她，你看多不孝，我先警告她。
So the first thing I said when I saw her was to warn her.
说妈妈，我现在过来跟你谈你媳妇的事，你是专业医师。
Mom, I'm coming here to talk to you as a doctor about your daughter-in-law.
我要听你的专业意见，不准讲教会，不准讲耶稣，不准讲宗教。
I want to hear your professional opinion only. Don't talk to me about Jesus or Christianity.
结果难怪我妈跟我一直吵架，我跟我妈太像了。
That's why we argue so much because we are so alike.
我告诉你呢，不信耶稣哦，怎么样都没有救了。
And her reply was, if you don't believe in Jesus, there's no other way.
哪有这种医师的？有个不专业有没有
？What kind of doctor is this? I thought it is so unprofessional.
我听了我更气，就甩门我就出去了。
And when I heard that, I was so mad. I just shut the door and left.
可是你知道那一段期间呢、啊，在等检查是什么日子吗？
Do you know how it feels like to wait for the final test result?
你们自己有遇过这种 可能会死病的阴影吗？
Have you ever been in the shadow of the possibility of dying?
你要等着他，因为他告诉我说，如果一般正常人三个月大概会大一倍，我们再决定怎么处置。
Normally, the tumor would double in size every 3 months, and the doctor told us to just wait.
他建议最短检查是一个月左右，但是我不管了，我有钱，我每半个月就检查一次。
We're supposed to get a test every month or so, but I couldn't wait because I could afford it, so we got a test every half month.
每一次要去见医师啊，你觉得不是去医院，好像要上法院的感觉，你懂吗？
Every time going to see the doctor was like going to the courtroom.
那个医师好像可以判你死刑的，他只要告诉你说啊，这个这样子很困难呐、啊。就好像判死刑的感觉，你晓得吗？
Whatever the doctor says to us at the time was like a final verdict, whether we would be sentenced to death.
日子怎么会变成这样子？
That was the miserable life we had.
到底是做错什么？
I thought, what have I done wrong?
所以工作也在想，站着也在想，坐着也在想，躺着也在想。
I kept thinking about all these things, whether at work, sitting down, or even lying down.
到晚上啊，想到睡不着。
I couldn't get it out of my mind. I could not sleep.
太阳下山就会害怕。
Whenever the sun set, I was afraid.
然后真的累到不行了，半夜一两点睡着，要睡之前希望明天不要再醒过来会比较好过。
Until I was so exhausted until 2 a.m. and I would barely fall asleep, and I thought I'd rather die than to wake up the next day.
那你们晓得已经有轻微忧郁症的症状都出现了，有没有？
You can probably notice that these were symptoms of depression.
就觉得人生怎么这样子？我太太反而不会这样子，我这样子啊。
And that's how depressed I became. My wife wasn't like me.
因为到那个时候，我才知道，我心里面是很在乎我太太的，我不能失去她。
And by then, at that time, I knew how much I needed my wife. I could not continue on without her.
而且我只有一个女孩子，我一个大男人怎么带大女孩子呢？
And we have a daughter. How am I supposed to bring her up alone?
她需要妈妈更胜一个爸爸。
She needs her mom more than her dad. And what am I supposed to do?
所以那个时候啊，我就突然很没有办法理解，开始怀疑我太太那种信仰真的是真的吗？
I also started to question my wife's faith, whether it was valid and true.
可是本来我也不想去找我妈妈，后来诶，我突然看到我后面书房里面有一本天主教的圣经思高版的。
And I also didn't want to talk to my mom. And in my study, in my room, I happened to have a Catholic edition of the Bible.
我在想说，那他们一直讲耶稣是神，耶稣真的是神吗？我就拿下来看了一下。
I thought, they always tell me about Jesus. Is Jesus really God? So I took down the Bible to start reading.
其实那个一翻开啊，诶，我看到一句我很有感受，一盖上去我再也找不到了，因为我对圣经一点都不熟啊。
I just opened the Bible to a random place and the words touched me.
那个时候又没有什么网络跟电脑查询的，二十几年前了，对不对？二十年前。
Back in those days, there was no Google, no internet.
我突然翻到一句，现在我知道在哪里了，在雅各书说，所以你们要互相认罪，彼此代求，使你们可以得医治。
The passage I landed on said, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed.
哇，一看到这一节我就很有感受，因为我很希望我太太得医治啊。
I was so touched by those words because I wanted my wife to be healed.
接下来我看到后面写了一句，说一人所发的祈祷是大有功效的。
I continued reading and the Bible said, prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
哇，这一句进入我的脑海啦。
And those words entered my mind.
我妈妈讲了一年多啊，完全都没有放在我心里面。我现在看到了。
I never took any of my mom's words to heart, but now these words entered my heart.
我马上打电话过去诊所给我妈妈。
Then I made a call to my mom at her clinic.
我跟她说，阿妈，你现在是不是到教会去了？
I asked her, Mom, are you going to church now?
哇，她一听到我讲教会，多高兴，你晓得吗？啊，对，这样子啊。
When she heard me mention the word church, she was so excited. She said, "Yes, yes, yes."
我说妈，你先不要高兴。
I said, "Mom, don't be too excited."
我是看到有一节说，一人所发的祈祷是大有功效的。
But I read a verse in the Bible that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
我相信你去的教会里面，即使不是全部都有义人啊，抱歉，我那时候就这样讲的，但是至少也有一部分有义人吧。
Even though the church you go to may not be all righteous people, but maybe some of them might be righteous.
还有妈妈，我看你也不是义人啊。
And I said, Mom, I don't think you're righteous too.
因为我就心里面觉得说，你洗礼一年多，还常常跟我吵架、大声吼，这算哪门子义人，对不对
？I said you've been baptized for a year now, and you always argue with me. How can you be righteous?
所以我就说，那你可以拜托你们教会帮你的媳妇代祷一下嘛。如果有义人的话，
but、
或许就有救啦。我是这样跟他讲的、啊。
Perhaps there are other people who are righteous in your church. Maybe you can request for them to pray for my wife.、
哦、那我想我已经讲完了，电话都挂掉了。
I thought that was the end of the conversation. I was about to hang up.
没想到五分钟之后，我妈妈马上打过来。
I hung up, and my mother called back 5 minutes later.
我告诉你哦，我们教会最近很忙的。我想说，那干我什么事
？She said, "You know what? Our church has a lot of activities recently." I said, "What does that have to do with me?"
本来还没有时间的，我听得更反感。
She even said, "Our pastor doesn't have time right now."
我想说，你们传道很忙，我也很忙啊，所以我现在不敢跟人家讲我很忙，好像在卖人情。
Quite put off by that because why are you telling me the pastor is very busy?
我说，可是他们明天要去拜访你，我听得更生气。
Then she said, "But they will come tomorrow to visit you," and I was so mad when I heard that.
因为我就最讨厌教会，我不想让这些人进到我的地盘来。
Because I didn't like church people coming to visit me at home.
可是我想一想不对呀、啊，是我先开口的，他大概搞错意思了。他说要来这边帮我们代祷。
But then I thought again, I was the one who made the request. Maybe they misunderstood and thought that I wanted them to come to my house and pray for us.
好吧，我电话都挂掉了，可是心里面很不高兴，去找我太太。
I was very reluctant as I hung up the phone and I talked to my wife.
我跟她讲说，明天有那个教会的人要来，我也不是很乐意啊。
I said, tomorrow some church people are coming and I don't really like it.
那既然明天他们来了，就当作客人。端茶、饼干、招待碗送走，永远不要再见面，这样就好了。
But since they are coming already, let's just treat them as guests, any other guests, and after that, we'll never see them again.
隔天那个注目传道真的来了，带了两个姐妹来访问。
The next day, the resident pastor and two church members came to visit us.
其实为什么我不想接触这些？因为我以为他们会讲电线杆上那些话。
I was reluctant to see church people because I thought that they would talk to me about the slogans I saw on those signs on the street.
你要知道，我们真耶稣教会从来不会去贴电线杆的，我们是被害者。
But our church never posts those signs on the streets, by the way.
啊，结果他们来也没有讲那一些，就安静听我讲啊。
When these church people came, they did not speak too much. They just listened to me.
我这个先讲完，就先休息一下哈。
让
你们知道说我是多么刁钻、多么难传福音的一个人。
I just want you to know how stubborn and difficult I was.
那时候我看他们不讲，我要问我知道的问题，我就说：“欸，这位传道，请问基督徒要洗礼，那为什么要被你们洗，自己不能在浴室用水冲呢？”
I asked the pastor a few questions. Pastor, why can't I be baptized by immersing myself in the bathtub? Why should I go to your church and be baptized?
啊，他笑笑也没有怎么回答，所以我也不满意啊，我又继续问啊。
The pastor just smiled, didn't answer me, and I continued to the next question.
因为在他来之前，我又去翻到圣经，一盖上我又找不到了，我看到一个故事。
Because I also happened to read a story in the Bible, which I couldn't find anymore later.
所以我就问那个传道，就是现在我们台湾的总干事林长伟传道了。
That pastor is Pastor Lin in Taiwan GA now.
然后我就问他说，我有看到一个故事，有一个年轻人问耶稣可不可以得到永生。
I asked the pastor. I read a story where a young man asked Jesus how to receive eternal life.
耶稣跟他说，把你所有的财产都卖掉，分给穷人，再来跟随我就有了。
Jesus replied, "Go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me."
我说哈，那我全部的财产都卖掉，至少还有50万美金上下，全部给教会。
I asked, maybe if I sell all my possessions, which is worth about $500,000, and I give it all to the church.
我是真的这样想的。那第一个，你能保证我太太的病会好吗？
If I do that, can you guarantee that my wife will be healed?
那第二个，以后我女儿在长大的过程当中，那个教育经费要怎么跟你们申请？
Second, what about my daughter's education? How am I going to get some reimbursement from the church?
简单讲，那个传道也没有跟我辩论，他就笑一笑，这个不是这样解释的。
The church didn't. The pastor didn't debate with me. Instead, he just smiled and said, "This is not how."
最后看到这样子，我更不满意的，我就问了一个非常不保证你们没有被慕道者问过的话。
I was very unhappy with the pastor's response, and I asked a third question, which shows you how rude I was.
我第一次见到教会长就说， I asked, 你们应该都是靠信徒奉献过生活的吗？
Do you live by church member salary, donation?
你们知道吗？ 你们这种人在我观念当中叫做神棍啊。
And I told him, you're like a religious swindler to me, a fraud.
结果我现在变神棍了。
And today I have become that swindler or fraud.
And
after the break, I will continue my story.
And I will
share with you all the events that
happened. 就是一个结论，为什么我会遇到这么苦的事情，就是因为我这种个性太硬心了。
Why did all these afflictions come upon me? Because I was so stubborn and difficult.
神没有这样子用这段过程，我是不可能来信的。
Unless God used these ways to lead me, I would not have become a Christian.
我们请同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.